We'll have the starting lineups for the second half of this afternoon's Minnesota-Iowa clash in just one moment.
If you were to talk football with the average person, you'd find they understand that there are 11 men on a team, that a touchdown is 6 points, and that you need to make 10 yards and four downs, and that's pretty basic stuff. But if you were to talk about the multiple tee, about the down-and-out pass, about the calling of audibles and things like that, well, chances are you'd lose quite a few. What I'm getting around to is this. I could go into a lot of detail in high-sounding words about voice of music, phonographs, and stereos and tape recorders. But I'm afraid I might lose quite a few of you. What we have to say is simply this. If you want to be absolutely astounded by the sound, if you want to be amazed at how the portable phonographs give you big stereo results, if you want real fine hardwood furniture, not flimsy plastic or other substitutes, if you want quality at a surprisingly low price, then can we suggest you visit the sound centers at Record Lane or Musicland stores in the Twin Cities? They're at Knollwood, Harmar Mall, and Apache Plaza. Just remember the magic letters, VM. Tell them Frank Butel sent you.
Minnesota will defend the goal to our right, which is the closed end of the stadium. Iowa will defend the goal to our left and will receive. Mike Reed will kick off. Gary Simpson will be one of the deep men, so Carl Noonan, and so will Craig Norse. The middle man will be Simpson. 7-7 the score. The stats in the first half almost identical. An up and down, bruising football game. And both sides close to really exploding. And we're ready to go. Mike Reed will kick off down to our right. A typical Minnesota and Iowa game with even a little bit more of the excitement blended in on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Here's Reed, and here's the kick. End over ender, a little bit short coming up on the ball is Norse. Fumbles it on the 20, a dive for it, and he recovers it as Brown went leaping through the air and almost had it. And helmet goes off, and Wheeler and one of the Hawkeyes battling a little bit there. That was Simpson and Wheeler. He recovered it on the 22. Boy, tempers are pretty short today, Jack.
I think somebody better run over and take out a boxing franchise.
Yeah, that's about it. Noonan flanks to the right. They give to Norse, running that same play. Running around, he gets to the 31-yard line, a 9-yard pickup. As they run that short side, the tackle made by Costanza. A 9-yard gain. Big number 87, Cliff Wilder, 6'3", 215-pounder comes in. Giacobazzi comes out. He's 213, 6'1". An end. Second down and one. The ball on the Hawks' 31-yard line. Norse went for 9 yards that time. He has picked up all of the yardage that Iowa has gained on the ground. Here's the give again to Norse, running that short side. Cuts back, hit along the line of scrimmage by Wheeler. Driven out by Shea, but it's a first down on the 35 or 34-yard line. Let's see where they mark him. Well, halfway in between. First down, Iowa. Hawks now have 10 first downs. First downs are even. The ball on the 35-yard line. They began on the 22. Here in this third quarter with a 7-7 ball game. Norris limps off a little bit. He's been replaced in there by Knutson. Hawkeyes huddling at some length. Jim Smirek over the ball, the center. They bring Noonan way out to the right this time. And here's a little jump pass over the line, completed and dropped. Nick O'Hara had it on a quickie over the line, and he dropped it. Norse is getting ready to go back in as Jerry Burns really sends in the plays. Norse goes hustling in. He'll replace Knutson. He tells him a play. Snook down on one knee, back on the 25-yard line. And the Hawks break huddle. Noonan again flanks to the right. The ends O'Hara and Wilder. Back. Goes Snook into that pocket, rushed, passes long, intended for Noonan and overthrown. He just got rid of that ball in time. A pocket closed, he stepped forward, and there was room to throw, and he threw to Noonan and overthrowing. Lifquist and Haynes covering on the play. Third down now and 10 for the Hawks' 35-yard line. 7-7 ball game. Early in the second half, Wilder comes out. Giacobazzi and O'Hara are the ends.
Third and 10, what would you call? Ten for 20 now is Snook. Noon and wide to the right. The ends are in fairly tight. Timeout by the Hawks.
Iowa takes a timeout.
The Hawks are going to call a timeout here with 13:43 left to go in the third quarter. Let's say there's a timeout on the field, and the score is Minnesota 7 and Iowa 7.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the last hole of the U.S. Open, and it's right down to the wire. Ben Bogan is leading by one stroke, and he's just made a beautiful approach shot 2 feet from the pin. If he sinks this one, it's all over. He's lining up his putt. Wait a minute, what's he doing? He's thrown down his putter. Now he's running. He's running as fast as he can go. Ben, where are you going?
I'm going to Phil Goodnow's Fairview Plymouth over in the Midway. Fantastic deals!
That's Phil Goodnow's Fairview Plymouth, 1800 University Avenue in the Midway. Fantastic deals!
Next week, the Gophers will take on Purdue. And Purdue today, in its game, is losing to Michigan State 14-7. Boilermakers had gone into today's game unbeaten in the Western Conference. Notre Dame beat them in the opening game. 13:43 left to go in the third quarter. That time is back in again. Third down and 10 on the 35, and a swing Newman flank to the right. Jacobazzi and O'Hara are the ends. Snook fakes, goes back, cocks his arm, passes over the middle, intended for Newton, and he hits the ball, intercepted by Lofquist. Reverses direction, goes down the sideline, and is down to the Iowa 30-yard line. Gary Snook made the tackle. That ball was in and out of the arms of Noonan, and right back into the arms of Lofquist, who puts the Gophers in wonderful position here. And that is his fourth pass interception of the year. And the Gophers, first and 10 on the Hawks 30.
Frank, we're just looking at the pass patterns for Iowa here, and they have this one, the coaches have this one outlined or diagrammed, and on it they have dangerous and a big exclamation mark.
How about that? Here's Hankinson on the give. Lofquist is the ball carrier, spins away, gets down to the 26-yard line. A 4-yard pickup, it'll be second down and 6. On the Hawks' 26-yard line, defensive men rushed into the game by the Hawks, Alvin Randolph and Lou Williams. And it looked dangerous for a moment. That pass was on the button. But in and out of the arms of Noonan and into the arms of Lofquist, who is playing at a halfback spot right now. Hankinson back, cocks his arm, cocks once, passes twice, overthrown. Intended for Big Aaron Brown. That time, Reed got dumped. Third down and 6. Coming into the game is Paul Faust, Fred Farthing, Chuck Killian also into the game in the guard spot. All right, third down and an important 6 yards right now. Right in Kramer's split, flank to the left is last. Here's a pass, complete to Aaron Brown. He's to the 25, cuts back, barrels down to the 20-yard line and goes to the 19 for the first down. He had blocking help in front of him, and Rosen really barreled in there. Beautiful blocking by Rosen, first down on the 19-yard line. Minnesota now has 11 first downs in the game, and the crowd here is tense, taunt, tight, excited, sitting right on the edge of their seats. Tight formation by the Gophers. Hankinson, the spin, the give to Farthing, running a side of the 15 to the 14-yard line. He goes maybe to the 13. Driving hard. Goes for about 6. Tackled by the secondary, Dave Moreland and a couple of others. Here come two big men into the game to anchor that line for the Hawks. Zilkowski, number 79, and number 77 coming into the game for Iowa, Nyland. Second down and 4 from the Hawks 13.5-yard line. Flanker left. Mix up. Iowa recovers a fumble. And the Gophers blow an outstanding chance. They fumble the ball. Bob Mitchell recovering for Iowa.
Mitchell recovering fumble on the Minnesota 15-yard line. Iowa's ball first and 10.
And Iowa doesn't realize they have the ball. Snook comes into the game. On the 15-yard line, we've had four ball turnovers to the Hawks. Three fumbles and one pass interception. And there's a whistle and a delay and a timeout called by who? Minnesota calling a timeout. And it gives the Hawks a chance to get their offensive team in, but the Gophers, just as important, want to get their defense in.
Penn State 20, Ohio State nothing.
Penn State upset Ohio State 20 to nothing this afternoon. Michigan 21, Illinois 6. Score here 7-7 with 10:40 left to go in the third quarter. Let's call in Jack.
Well, Frank, I am as stunned as anybody, I guess, with that Penn State-Ohio State score, 20 to nothing, as I mentioned earlier in the afternoon. Last night, a group of football people who had been watching this thing and some very knowledgeable men, some of them thought that Ohio State was one of the best college football teams of the past 5 years. Michigan, as you heard, beat Illinois 21-6 in that brother rivalry between the Elliott. Well, this is a football game down here that is taking some funny turns and is still going, according to the some of the early game speculation, that it would not be a high-scoring ball game. We have a correction. That is Penn State 27 and Ohio State nothing. That's the final. Frank, there's the ball.
Here we go. Norris, the ball carrier up the middle, tripped up on a nice tackle by Callahan. But he made about 5 yards on the play. The ball is just short of the 20. Let's give him a 5-yard pickup. Wilder comes into the game, and Jacobazzi comes out at the end for the Hawks. Second down and 5 on the Iowa 20. Score 7-7. 10 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Shadows starting to creep a little bit onto the playing field right now. Beautiful afternoon for football. Noonan flank left. The ends are in fairly tight. Snook goes back. He's going to pass. Being rushed a little. Shoots one over the middle. Complete to Noonan. Tackled immediately. But he makes a first down as he crossed the 25 to the 26-yard line. Michigan State defeated Purdue 21-7. First down for the Hawks. They now have 11 first downs. Minnesota has 11. Snook with another completion. First down from their 26-yard line. Noonan to the right. Snook back. Hands off to Norris. Tripped up as he crossed the line of scrimmage, but then barreled in for another yard or two. That time, grabbing him around the ankles were Gillingham and Wheeler, and he stumbled, actually, for a gain of 2. Second down and 8. Into the game, Jacobazzi, as Wilder comes out. He sends in a play on just about every single play, Jerry Burns. Second and 8 from the 28. The center is Dave Recker. He's over the ball. Noonan is out to the left this time, flanking left. Right into O'Hara split out. Snook goes back, cocks his arm, passes one, complete to O'Hara, spins and gets up to the 41-yard line for a first down. And the Hawks are moving again. 12 first downs as Snook completes another one. 12 completions now unofficially for Snook. Into the game, big number 33, Knutson, as Norris goes out. Ball is on the Hawk 41-yard line. Gopher defense, pass defense, a secondary being tested like it never has before. As Snook is throwing. 8:35 left to go in the third quarter. 7-7 ball game. Flanker left is Noonan. Snook rolls back, fades, cocks his arm, passes out, intended for Noonan, overthrown.
Lopper's
coming on the play.
21.
Ball on the 41-yard line. Gophers have made 4 costly mistakes in this game. Fumbles have really hurt them, especially at the last one on the 15-yard line, which is a simple handoff, which was fouled up. Into the game comes Norris. Knutson goes out at right halfback for the Hawks. Second down at 10 from their own 41-yard line. Score 7-7. Memorial Stadium this afternoon, a capacity crowd watching this one in the perfect weather conditions. To the left goes Noonan, flank left. Snook. Hands off this time, carrying into the ball was Simpson, and he stumbled and fell. And when it was pinned down, also by Aaron Brown, also into the play was Rosen. A gain of a yard. It'll be third down now and 9, and a big play. Knutson comes in.
Third and 9 from the 42.
And Norris goes out. Fox don't have what amounts to a fullback. They have 2 setbacks, regarded as halfbacks. More of the slashing type runner. And they're set pretty wide apart in the backfield. Noonan right, Snook goes back. cocks his arm once, twice. Now passes over the middle. Incomplete. Almost intercepted. Almost caught on the rebound. That pass intended for Jacobozzi and then almost gathered on the rebound by O'Hara. But broken up. And it's fourth down on the Gophers of Hell on Iowa's 41-yard line. So Minnesota again will get the ball. Let's see where on the playing field. Going back is Shea. Going back will be Lofquist and also Andy Haynes. And going back to do the punting is Mickey Moses, standing on the Hawks' 26-yard line. Snap back high. He gets it off, and it's a good punt. Coming way downfield, Lofquist waiting for it on the 22. Runs to the right. Gets away from one man, reverses direction, and is barreled under by 10 Hawks. 10 Iowans were down on punt coverage. 10 of them. The only guy that wasn't in on the play was Ivory McDowell. And the ball is up to the 23-yard line, a one-yard return. Hankinson back in the game at quarterback for Minnesota from our own 23-yard line. Hankinson on the give. Carrying his Lofquist, running to the outside, running hard. Slashing to the 20, will be dumped on the 20-yard line. Hit hard on the play by Carlin Ryan, number 18, who is now in the game. And Ryan is going to come out, it would appear, right now. 3-yard loss on the play. Lofquist going out, and Farthing comes in. Second down and 13, the ball back on the 20-yard line. 7-7 football game. Wide to the right is last. Hankinson back, passing to the sidelines. Overthrows his would-be receivers, both out there on only about a yard apart. We're both Aaron Brown and Ken Last. It's third and 13 now for Minnesota. Hawkeyes huddling on defense. The Gophers out of the huddle. Last to the right. Kramer is split out to the left. Brown and fairly tight at right end. Hankinson back. Protection. Passes. In and out of the arms of Aaron Brown and intercepted by Ivory McDowell of the Hawks. He's running back. He's to the 25, 24, 23-yard line. And Iowa is in good scoring position on Minnesota's 22-yard line. It went through Brown's hands. It went through Moreland's hands, right into the hands of McDowell. And Iowa has the ball. And one of the Gophers is hurt. Gillingham injured on the play, and there's a timeout on the field. The timeout charged to Minnesota. The score is Minnesota 7 and Iowa 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the Indianapolis 500 with A.J. Cloyte leading by 7 laps. Wait a minute, he's driving out the exit. A.J. Cloyte, where are you going?
I'm going to Phil Goodnow's Fairview Plymouth over in the Midway. Fantastic deals!
Yes, Fairview Plymouth, the Twin Cities' newest and largest Plymouth dealer. Your deal is waiting, and you won't turn it down. So see Fairview Plymouth.
That's Phil Goodnow's Fairview Plymouth, 1800 University Avenue in the Midway. Fantastic deals.
Gail Gillingham being held out. Helped off the field. Iowa's ball on the Minnesota 22-yard line. As the Hawks take over for the fifth turnover of the ball on Gopher mistakes. Three fumbles, two pass interceptions. And strangely enough, the score is still 7-7. Ball on the 22. Gary Snook back in the game. Snook now unofficially has 25 pass attempts. Record is 42 in a Western Conference game. No, it's more than that, fellas. The mark was set this year. There's Norris into a wide hole. Cuts back. He's at the 5-4-yard line. Maybe the 5. Hit by Haynes on the 5-yard line. First down, Hawks. Tom Knutson coming in, replacing Norris. On the 5-yard line, can the Gophers hold him? A Hawks arouse and Noonan to the right. The give goes to Knutson, running the left side, tripped up, gets to the 4, and thrown back. Trying to drive over that Gopher right guard, right tackle position.
Ball is still on the 5-yard line. Second down, goal to goal. Norris is coming back into the game. He has been the main ground gainer for Iowa. About the only ground gainer running. Knutson comes out. Second and 5 on the 5. Goal to goal. Iowa and Minnesota tied 7-7. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left to go. Third quarter. Snook back. Passes quickly. And it is caught on the 2-yard line. Hit immediately was Tony Giacobazzi by Lopquist. Third down on the 2. Snook now is 13 for26, about 50%. Well, 50% on the nose. Third down on the 2-yard line. Snook barking signals. Noonan to the right. The give goes to Norris. Right. Slips and falls on the 3-yard line. Maybe got to the 2. They didn't make it, but they're in field goal position. What would you do right here? They're sending in a new boy. Tony Giacobazzi is coming with a play as Wilder comes out. Fourth down on the 3. They lost a yard. The hole was there, but he slipped. Listen to the crowd. Iowa out of the huddle on Minnesota's 3-yard line with fourth down. Snook on the give to Norris into the line. He did not make it. Or anywhere near it. Minnesota stops him. Fulgham. Jim Fulgham, Bob Bruggers. Callahan, Costanza, all swarming in to stop him. On the, where is the ball? It looks like the 2-yard line. First and 10, Minnesota on our own 2-yard line. And the Hawkeyes are stopped, repulsed here by a great defensive effort by Minnesota. Iowa had the ball first and goal to go on the 5-yard line. Did only make 3 yards totally in 4 plays. 3:25 left to go in the third quarter. Gophers will be called for delay of game. Ball moved to the 1-yard line. Now we're bringing in 2 more players. And the Hawkeyes can bring in their defensive unit. Well, that wasn't necessarily a sharp maneuver by the Gophers there. Because they're really back in tight. Boy, the ball is on the 1-yard line. Hankinson behind center. The Hawkeyes swarming in, bunched in. Hankinson on the keep. Falls forward to the 3. There's a pile up, a mix up. No, not a fumble again, I guess so. And let's see who recovered. Oh, boy. There's a big pile up. Second down. Ball is on the 2-yard line. He fumbled the ball, all right, but recovered it. Boy, they're in there tight. Hankinson again behind center. They're trying to get a little running room there. Hankinson on a give. Blasting into the line goes Farthing. He got to the 5 maybe, but that's all. 2:35 left to go in the third quarter. 7-7. Two subs come in for the Gophers. I think they're going to kick on third down. Bandy Walker is in. Yeah, he goes back. Standing near the end line of the end zone. Moreland, single safety. Snapback is high. He gets it off. Not too good a kick. It's bouncing on a 30. Goes back to the 35. Goes back to the 41. Picked up by Moreland, being chased, and is driven out of bounds. And there's a penalty on the play. On Iowa, I believe, on number 31, they clipped Aaron Brown.
Penalty on the play.
Del Gerke on the 42 or 43-yard line. The ball was returned to the 41. Let's see what the options being given right here. Ball is on the 42-yard line. Let's see where they go here with it. They're talking right now to Costanza and to the Iowa co-captains. Oh, clipping penalty on the Hawks. Well, as it turned out, the punt was pretty good. Gee, that was a high snap back from center that time. He was lucky to get it off.
Frank Vandewalker almost stepped out of the end zone, too, to give him a safety as he went up in the air trying to recover that high pass.
So Iowa puts the ball in play, first and 10, on their own 43-yard line, and the Gophers come out of a deep hole. Hawkeyes quickly out of the huddle. They're an inspired outfit today. Noonan is a flanker to the right. 7-7 football game with 2 minutes and 1 second left to go in the third quarter. Quickie pass over the line, intercepted by Shea. He's to the 30. He slips along sidelines to the 20. He's down to the 10. And knocked out of bounds on the 10-yard line. Look-in pass intercepted by Shea and around the midfield stripe, and he suddenly went ripping down the sideline and went to the 10-yard line before he was hit by the last man. And there's a timeout called by Iowa. Here's Jack.
Well, this is certainly a ball game in which the fortunes have changed in a hurry. Iowa, on that pass, as you said, going for that look-in, trying to catch Minnesota off guard, but there was the very alert Stan Shea. He picked it up, and he did a great job going down the sidelines there. Two or three times, it looked as though he almost had to go out of bounds. He stayed in, and the Gophers are in excellent position, play ready to go.
Jack, the Gophers have gone 88 yards on a punt, a penalty, and a pass interception. The farthing of the ball carrier goes down to the 5-yard line. Second down, five. The Gophers conceivably could make up a first down by inches. Second down on the five. Minnesota aroused now out of the huddle. Reed and Farthing the setbacks. Hankinson gives to Farthing. Blast to the 2-yard line. And they're in there pretty close. Driving down to the two, where it'll be third down and goal to go on the 2-yard line. Gophers quickly out of the huddle. They got Iowa on the jump here. Tight formation. Hankinson asks the crowd to keep quiet. The give this time goes to Farthing. Touchdown! By Paul Faust that time, and Farthing just blew right into the end zone. Here's the extra point try. Peterson will hold. Snap back, good. Kick up by Reed. A boomer, it's good. 14-7 Minnesota. Here's Jack Horner again.
Well, this has certainly been a turnabout, as you say, a bad punt, then a penalty, and then the pass interception. Had not Shea intercepted that pass, I think that the score could have gone the other way, because it looked as though Iowa had caught Minnesota off guard on that look-in pass. Had it been completed, I think the receiver might have racked up some very big yardage, as it was Shea intercepting, and the Gophers are out in front in this ball game now, 14-7, as we come to the dying moments of the third period.
Jack, I want to make a hurried correction. That was Daryl Ramey that kicked that extra point. Mike Reed apparently has been injured slightly, because Ramey also is going to kick off. But he really got a lot of leg into that one. 14-7 Gophers. 55 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Three plays with Farthing, who is redeeming himself somewhat after a not-too-good game last week against Indiana. Really blasted over from 10 yards out in three plays. For the Hawks, Simpson, a deep man, along with a couple of others. Good kick down to the 3-yard line. Taken by Simpson. He's to the 10, the 15, gets to the 20. Rammed down by Aaron Brown and by Ramey. And let's see whether Simpson is going to get up. He does. Wow, did he go down on the 21-yard line. Snook is coming into the game. And the crowd is really eating this one up. 32 seconds left to go in the third quarter. They'll change sides in a moment. Smirak to center over the ball. Noonan wide to the right. They'll pass, pass, pass. Snook gives to Norris into that hole. He lugs it to the 25. A 5-yard pickup, a fumble! And the ball, I believe, was ruled dead. Callahan talking to the official. The ball ruled dead. Ball popped loose. One of the Gophers down, getting up awful slow. 73, Rosen. Norris making it second and five, and there is the end of the third quarter, and the score is Minnesota 14, Iowa 7. Before we return to the fourth quarter action, I'd like to remind your good wife to stir up a brighter future with a free stainless steel bake pan from Hennepin Federal. It's yours for free Monday when you open a new account for $250 or more, or add $250 or more to your present account at Hennepin Federal Savings and Loan. Hennepin Federal is open Mondays till 7:30 p.m. You've got plenty of time to pick up your free gift. I'd like to suggest that you get to Hennepin Federal as soon as possible, for this item is popular. Limit one to a customer. Hennepin Federal gives you the rich 4% per year current dividend paid four times a year. Actually, you earn $4.06 per $100 annually on your insured savings account. Stir up a brighter future. Save for college at Hennepin Federal, 8th and Marquette, Minneapolis. Carlin Ryan is coming to the game for the first time on offense at right halfback for the Hawks, replacing Norris. Norris is down on the sideline holding his left leg, and the trainer is going over to get more tape. On the 25-yard line, second down and five for the Hawks on their own 25. Minnesota 14, Iowa 7. Iowa out of the huddle. The ends are split. Noonan the flanker to the right. The give goes to Ryan. On the cutback, hit on the 24, goes to the 25. Foljam and Bruggers in on the stop.
Third down and six from the 25.
Third down and five. The ball is just over the 25-yard line. Jacobazzi comes back into the game as Wilder comes out at end. Third down and five of the Hawks on their own 25-yard line. Fourth and final quarter. 14 and a half minutes left to play. Minnesota 14, Iowa 7. Noonan wide to the right. O'Hara, the left end is split. Snook goes back, being rushed. Cox's arm passes to Noonan over the middle. Noonan cuts to the sideline. He's to the 40. It's blocking help. He's to midfield. He's down to the 40. He may go all the way. Loftus gets him out of bounds. Finally, on Minnesota's 17-yard line. He just got him. Beautiful block thrown in there by Ryan. The ball is on Minnesota's 18-yard line as Lopquist just got him. Pung comes into the game. Joe Pung in. The ball on Minnesota's 18-yard line. Man, what a changing game this is. Up and down the field. Iowa now threatening. On Minnesota's 18-yard line, they swing out of there. Noonan, a sensational pass receiver. Flank to the right. Snook rolls to his right. Being rushed. Cox's arm has to eat the ball. First man in it was Bruggers, then Foljam, then Costanza, and then Brown. And Pung, they're all in there. They throw him back to the 28-yard line. Knutson goes into the game. He replaces Norris. That was a 56-yard pass play. That long one a moment ago. 13:40 left to go. Second down and 20. On Minnesota's 28-yard line. Noonan to the right. Snook back. Go for his fade this time. Pass over the middle. Complete. To the 20. Down to the 18-yard line goes big Tom Knutson. It'll be third down and 10 from Minnesota's 18-yard line. Stop made by Pung and by Shea. And Lofquist. No, that Wheeler in there. Craig Norris comes into the game replacing Knutson at right half for the Hawks. Third and 10. From Minnesota's 18-yard line, right down in front of us. What a ball game. 13 minutes to play. Minnesota 14, Iowa 7. Hawkeyes clad in white come out of there. Noonan, Carl Noonan, wide to the right. The left end, O'Hara split way out to the left. Back to pass. Look, being rushed by Brown. Passes. It goes backwards. It is a loose ball, and the Gophers have recovered. It's officially a fumble. It recovered by one of the Gophers. Let's see who got it. Foljam. The referees were waiting. Jim Foljam recovering on the 43-yard line. He was bringing his arm back. He did not come forward with the ball. It was a fumble, and they let it lay there for a while, and it's recovered by the Gophers. Foljam. Minnesota with it now on their own 40. How do you like that? What a game. Fantastic. flanker left to Shea. Hankinson with a long count. The give goes to Lopquist carrying into the line. He gets to about the 47 for a four-yard pickup. Last comes in, and so does Kramer. New ends for the Gophers.
Lopquist with the ball carrier makes it second.
Ruggers going out, and so is Shea. Second down. It's 6 yards to go. The ball on the 47-yard line. Last going way out to the left. Other ends are in. That's a flanker. The ends are in. Here's Hankinson back. Passing to the sideline to Brown. He's got it. And he's dumped hard across the Hawkeye 45 down to the 43. And Aaron Brown has just tied a Minnesota record. He has just caught his 24th pass to tie Bud Grant's record. 24 passes received in a season. Brown is sure to set a record with two games to go. And 11 minutes and 8 seconds left to go in this one. But he goes out momentarily to get a rest. Kramer to the right slot. Back to the right is Last. The give goes to the halfback. Carrying into the line is Lopquist. He made only about a yard and a half. Changes for the Gophers coming in. Lopquist going out as Farthing comes in. 72 goes in. That's Krohn. Comes in for Rosen. Hawkeye defense brings in Zolkowski. Here's Hankinson back on second and eight. Cox's arm throws out to the side to Kramer. He's got it. Thrown out of bounds on the Hawkeye 30. Hit by Moreland. Pass to Kramer, but I believe there was a penalty on the play. And the Gophers are going to be charged with a penalty here, which is really going to be costly. And both teams have really come up with penalties or pass interceptions or fumbles that have really hurt both of them. The Gophers had a pass completed to the 30-yard line where they would have had a first down, but the play is nullified. Flag went down on the 49-yard line. Spotted the foul. 15 yards from that point. Wow. It will be second down.
Illegal use of hands.
Second down in a mile. Let's see here. 10, 20, 30, about 32 yards to go.
Second down and 31.
Second and 31. All right, I was a yard off. Second down at 31 from our own 36-yard line. Hankinson back to pass again. Being rushed, steps into the pocket, runs to the right. Still running, running hard. Tackled from behind by Williams on the 39-yard line. 38-yard line. Lou Williams treading the play, overhauled Hankinson. Third down now and 29 yards to go. 10 minutes left to play. Minnesota leading Iowa, 14-7. Kenny Last flanked to the left. The right end Kramer is split. Third down, long yardage. What would you do? Here's Hankinson back, passing. Almost intercepted. Incomplete. Intended for Kramer, and the Gophers will be forced to kick. Dave Long almost intercepted that one. Vandy Walker into the game. Ball on the Gopher 38-yard line. Noonan goes back in safety for the Hawks. Vandy Walker will do the kicking from the 23-yard line. That's where he's standing. Snap back is low, but it's pretty good, and the kick is a good one. Away from Noonan. Goes to the 30. Good bounce to the 25. Goes down to the 22, to the 21. Down dead on the 21-yard line. Good punt. 9.5 minutes left. Snook rushes into the game. Along with Norris. From their own 21-yard line, the Hawkeyes have the ball. 14-7, Gophers leading. 9:15 left as the Hawkeyes are still huddling back on their 13-yard line. Out of the huddle they come. Noonan is wide to the right. O'Hara to the left. Back to pass. Snook. Can't find anybody open. Passes over the middle. It's complete to Giacobazzi. Shoot top high, and he got it for a gain up to the 26, 27-yard line. It'll be second down and four. Second and four. Wilder comes in, and Giacobazzi out now with a play. Boy, these ends keep slim for the Hawks. They bring in the plays. Noonan to the left this time. Snook back to pass again. Passing to Noonan. Over the middle. Tackled by Lofquist. Incomplete. Lofquist covering. We've got 17 for 31 unofficially. For Noonan. For Snook. Giacobazzi back in at end. Wilder out. It's third down now and 4 yards to go for the Hawks' 27-yard line. Time remaining 8 minutes and 23 seconds. O'Hara wide to the left. Noonan is a flanker to the right. Back to pass Snook. They're rushing him. He passes over the middle. Complete to O'Hara. First down on the 39-yard line. He was tackled immediately by Shea. And getting up slowly is Snook. He's shaken up. They really put the rush on him that time. And there's going to be a timeout charge to the Hawks. Iowa calls timeout. Timeout of the field. The score is Minnesota 14 and Iowa 7.
We are here at the World's Bowling Congress, and Don Carver is one strike away from a perfect game and the World's Bowling Championship. He approaches the line. He's making his approach. Wait a minute. He's dropped the ball. He's running out the exit.
Don Carver, where are you going?
I'm going to Phil Goodnow's Fairview Plymouth over in the Midway. Fantastic deals!
Yes, Fairview Plymouth, the Twin Cities' newest and largest Plymouth dealer. Your deal is waiting, and you won't turn it down. So see Fairview Plymouth.
That's Phil Goodnow's Fairview Plymouth, 1800 University Avenue in the Midway. Fantastic deals.
Bring in Mike Reed, who had come out of the dressing room. Mike had not been on the bench. He comes in for Newsom. Wheeler goes out, and Pung comes in. Two new linebackers for the Gophers. First and 10 for Iowa. They were forced to call a timeout when quarterback Gary Snook was shook. And he wanted to just get his equilibrium a little bit. The ever-dangerous Hawkeyes have the ball on their own 39-yard line. They bring Noonan out to the left. Left end is Wilder. Right end, Giacobazzi. Back to pass, Snook. Passes. Intended. Intercept. Almost intercepted by Lofquist. He got one hand on it. Intended for Noonan.
Second down and 10 from the 39.
Lofquist got one hand on the ball. And then it almost deflected back up into the hands of Noonan. Second down from the 39-yard line. Giacobazzi in. Wilder out. Wilder and O'Hara now the ends. Noonan the flanker. Snook the quarterback. The centers, Wrecker, Nyland, Rokowski, Butzik, and Miller and the rest of the line. Snook back on second down. Over the middle. Drop. Right in the arms of Simpson, and he dropped it. Incompleted pass.
Incomplete third down and 10 from the 39.
Gophers of Bruggers and Brown at the ends. Foljam and Rosen at the tackles. The middle guard is Callahan. Costanza, Pong, and Reed are the linebackers. Shea and Lofquist the halfbacks, and Haynes is the safety. Wide to the right, Noonan. Third down now, 10 from the 39. Here's Snook, faking, going back. Pass is long, way overthrown, intended for Wilder, and it's fourth down now on the 39-yard line, and the Hawkeyes bring in a new unit. Looks like they'll kick with 7:41 left. And the Gophers bring on new men. Krohn. Faust.
Last, Rodula. Or Kramer, rather, Rodula.
Back to do the punting is Mickey Moses. Snap back. And he booms it out of there. It's almost blocked. And Haynes calls for a fair catch. Ball on the Minnesota 26-yard line. They really rushed him that time. Moses was upset. And some of the Hawkeye fans were wanting to get a roughing the kicker penalty. On the 27-yard line officially, Minnesota will take over. But right now, ball possession for Minnesota could be the most important item on the agenda today. Last goes into a slot to the left as a flanker. Beyond him at left end is Kramer. Tackle eligible, the keeper by Hankinson. He drops to the 29. Just went over the line. Submarine by number 71 on that play, Phil Deutsch, 215-pound senior. Hawkeyes don't lose too many men. Briggs is coming into the game for the Hawks. Going out is Mitchell. Second down and 8 from the 29-yard line. Again, Fulgham this time is a tackle eligible on balance line to the left. The give this time goes to Farthing. He turns the corner, still keeps going, still fighting, and gets up to the 36-yard line on a great individual effort. Farthing up to the 36-yard line, a little beyond it.
Third down,
less than a yard to go. 6 minutes, 10 seconds. 6:10 left to go in the football game. 14-7 Gophers. Unbalanced line to the right this time. The slot to the right. Give this time to Reed. He's stacked up. Going to be awful close. The official coming in. Let's see where they mark this one. Oh, boy. Either he just made it or just missed it. They're unpiling. And they call time. The officials do to bring in the sticks. I don't know. From here, I'm going to make a guess. He just made it. And that's I'm being a little optimistic. Line goes down. Oh, that's close. That's by inches. Made it. Just made it. Half a length of the football. 5:50 left.
First down on a 36.5-yard line.
In a moment, coming off the field is Dave Long. He was shaken up. Terry Mulligan comes in, a sophomore. Long hurt on that last play. All right, clock continues to roll now. 5:45 left. Unbalanced line right, almost a barge offside by the Hawks. They give this time to Reed running the short side. Pulls his head down and goes to the 40 for a gain of 3, hit by Lou Williams. Second down at 7. Gophers have now run 4 running plays. 5.5 minutes left. They can use up almost 30 seconds on every play, perhaps a little bit more by the time they unpile and everything. Hankinson back there taking his time. Ball's on Minnesota's 40-yard line. The Hawkeyes have 2 more timeouts. Wide to the right is Kramer. In the slot to the right is Last. Give goes to Farthing. Falling up the middle, still fighting, and he gets to about the 45-yard line. Man, what effort. Beautiful driving run by Farthing. Hit by Mulligan. Third down, about a yard and a half to go on the 45. Time, ever important, 4:50. Got a sweep second hand on your wristwatch? We'll tell you when time stops. Again, that wide formation. They give this time to Farthing, and he has made it, I believe. I do believe he's made it.
Farthing was the ball carrier.
He plowed through there behind. Some good blocking by Pung. And the ball is up to the 48. First down. .420 left. Hawkeyes just biding their time along the sideline, looking furtively up at the clock, looking out in the field. They got a tough decisions to make here, whether to try to call time and stop the clock. Try to get that ball, too. Here's Farthing to the outside. Gets to midfield, pinned down there by several Hawks. Gophers have now run 7 running plays. 3 minutes and 55 seconds left. Ball at midfield. Second down and 8 for the Gophers. Leading 14-7 over the Iowa Hawkeyes. On a beautiful football afternoon, and there is nobody leaving. Kramer wide to the right.
3:38 left. Hankinson hangs onto the ball on a busted play, goes to the outside, goes to the Hawkeye 45. 5-yard pickup. It'll be third down, about 2.5 yards to go. 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. Third down. Big play for both teams. Leo Miller coming into the middle of the line for the Hawks as Deutsch comes out. Third down, about 2.5 yards to go. Hankinson standing back there. They're looking at the clock. Gophers breaking out of the huddle. Official about ready to blow the whistle. No, not yet. Unbalanced formation to the right. Here's the give to Mike Reed. He is hit and he didn't make it. Tackle on the play by Williams.
Fourth down on the 45 yards.
Fourth down on the 45. And we got to kick him. The ball to Iowa with 2:40 left. And just a few of the fans are leaving. Iowa will get at least one more good shot with it. Vandy Walker has come in. Noonan goes back in single safety. Vandy Walker goes back in punt formation. He's standing on a Minnesota 40-yard line. Snapback is good. The kick is good. High into the air. Beauty sailing downfield. Noonan calling for a fair catch. He grabs it on the 12-yard line. 2 minutes and 13 seconds. 2:12. The clock continues to roll. 2:10. 88 yards staring at him upfield. And the Hawkeyes are calling timeout. There's a timeout on the field. The score, Minnesota 14, Iowa 7.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the last hole of the U.S. Open, and it's right down to the wire. Ben Bogan is leading by one stroke, and he's just made a beautiful approach shot 2 feet from the pin. If he sinks this one, it's all over. He's lining up his putt. Wait a minute, what's he doing? He's thrown down his putter. Now he's running. He's running as fast as he can go. Ben, where are you going?
I'm going to Phil Goodnow's Fairview Plymouth over in the Midway. Fantastic deals!
That's Phil Goodnow's Fairview Plymouth, 1800 University Avenue in the Midway. Fantastic deals!
Ball is on the 13-yard line, not the 12. The attendance today, 63,350. 87 yards upfield. 17-13, Northwestern over Wisconsin. We'll have a rundown of the scores later on our scoreboard show. And I'm sure that on most of our network stations, they will bring you scores of other games through the course of this afternoon. Minor next week, we'll be right back here, same time, same stations, with the Minnesota Purdue. Now what can Snook do? He goes back. He's being rushed. He's out of the pocket. He throws long downfield. There's Norris wide open. He cuts back. He fakes the man. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown. From Snook to Norris. He got clear behind his man, took the pass in stride, and then he broke away from Stan Shea. What'll they do? Try for 2 points? I don't know. Will they go for broke? They throw the tee off. They're going to go for 2 points. The winner else. 14-13. They break out of the huddle. They're going to try a play for a two-pointer. One minute and 49 seconds left in the game. Fantastic football action here today. From the 3-yard line on the extra point, Snook goes back, hangs onto the ball, cocks his arm, being rushed, passes in the end zone, incomplete! Iowa going for broke. Jack?
Frank, I think that was the worst pass that Snook has thrown all afternoon. He was rushed so badly that in desperation he finally threw the ball into the end zone, hoping someone would get it. And I think the fellas in the third row of the temporary bleachers had the best chance of completing the pass. The Gophers have put on a tremendous rush on Snook all afternoon. They have been very successful in it, except on that one play, of course, this very spectacular play in which he completed this 87-yard touchdown pass to Craig Norris.
Onside kick, let's watch for it. That's 2 weeks in a row the Hawkeyes now have failed. They could have tied Ohio State in the last 2 seconds last Saturday. And I will say this much, they're here to try to win. And I'll go for that. And they've still got time, and so have the Gophers, of course. 1 minute and 49 seconds. Simpson will do the kicking off, and the Gophers are prepared for an onside kick. And there it is. It goes 10 yards, and it's being fumbled, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Gophers. Last touch by the Gophers. No doubt about it. The Hawks are beefing. Last touch by the Gophers. They're making a big to-do about nothing. And an argument going on the 38-yard line. That ball touched the last man to touch it. Believe me, because I've got a great view from right down on top of me, was number 84, Ken Kramer. That ball was last touched by number 84, Kent Kramer. Robinson way on the field. Flag goes down. 15-yard penalty on the Hawks. Police officers are coming over on the field. Robinson on the field. If they had a good film shot, camera shot of that, there's no doubt about it, really. And that ball last was touched by number 84, Kent Kramer.
Frank, they have to have possession of it anyway before it goes out of bounds on a kickoff.
That's
since
right.
Since they did not maintain possession of it, the ball is the football of Minnesota's, and the rule is pretty clear-cut on this.
First and 10 in Iowa's 47-yard line. Costanza comes into the game, replacing Faust. 14-13 Minnesota. Ball on the 47 with a minute and 48 seconds left. Slot formation to the left. Hankinson on a give to Farthing, running the outside, cuts back, breaks into the secondary, gets down to the 40-yard line. Hankinson, or Farthing rather, going for seven. 1:35 left. Ball is on the 40-yard line, second down and three. This time the give goes to Farthing, running to the outside. Going to be hemmed in on the 39-yard line and dropped there by a couple of the Hawks. Hit there by number 43, Moreland. 84, Williams.
Third down, a yard and
number
half.
11, McDowell. Third down, a yard and a half. 58 seconds left. Third down, a yard and a half. What a big play this is. 50 seconds left. Hankinson taking his time. Gets the ball. Hands off to Reed. Bucks in. Slammed backwards. Driven down by the Hawks. Forward momentum stopped where? Hawkeyes up with the ball. A little shoving going on. One of the Hawks going downfield with the ball. A whistle had blown a long time ago. Let's see when they spot that ball. It's awfully close.
Fourth down.
26 seconds left. Gophers take their time. 20 seconds left. Stand over the ball if they want to, or run a wide play. 16-15. Hankinson looking over the situation.
goes down behind center, fakes, gives off the read. He's got the first down.
There it is.
There's the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And the Gophers come over to get Floyd of Rosedale. Game, the final score, Minnesota 14, Iowa 13. We'll have a brief recap in a moment. Stir up a brighter future with Hennepin Federal's offer of a free Ball-Rath stainless steel bake pan. It's a beauty. Great for home or outings. We've got one at our house. I know you'll like it. The bake pan is a genuine Ball-Rath stainless steel pan. Comes with a sliding cover for use as a cookie sheet also. You can use... Two. Used as a bake pan, you can carry your prize cake in style to any gathering. All you have to do is open an account at Hennepin Federal for $250 or more, or add $250 or more to your present account. Limit one to a customer while the supply lasts. So come on in to Hennepin Federal Savings and Loan, 8th and Marquette in Minneapolis, and pick out your free gift on Monday. They're open till 7:30 p.m. on Mondays. Just to briefly recap this game now, won by the Gophers in a ding-dong thriller right down to the very end. Hard-fought, bruising action. There was some shoving, some arguing, and they were battling for every scrap of yard they could get. And a rather unusual game, to say the least. A lot of turns of events in this football game. For example, Iowa in the second quarter intercepted a pass. On Minnesota's 36-yard line, they put the ball in play. Six plays, they went over. Snook to Noonan, a pass. Simpson kicked the point, 7-0. 10:29 left in the first half. The Gophers then took over and marched 73 yards. A pass interference penalty helping. With 9 seconds left, they had the ball on the 7. Hankinson went to his right, threw back across the field to Kramer in the end zone for the touchdown with 2 seconds left. Reed kicked the point, 7-7. Then in the third quarter, after a pass interception by Stan Shea, and the Gophers had, by the way, another earlier chance when Lofquist intercepted one, returned it to the Hawkeyes about the 20. We fumbled on the 15, gave him the ball, and then Shea intercepted, ran down to the 10, and in three plays, Farthing smashed over. Ramey kicked the point, and it was 14-0. With just a little time left in the game. 1 minute and about a minute and a 58 seconds, something like that. The Iowa Hawkeyes had the ball on their own 13-yard line. On the very first play, they tried a pass play with Craig Norris going down the right sideline. Snook threw him the ball. He got it on the 35. He sped to midfield, did a little fake, got away from the last defender, Stan Shea, went 87 yards for the score. Now, with a minute and 49 left, the Hawkeyes tried a two-point play. The Gophers rushed Snook. He threw badly beyond the end line of the end zone, and that was the ball game, 14-13. It wasn't quite over. They tried an onside kick right near the Hawkeye bench. The Hawkeyes ruled that somebody had possession, but they weren't even close to the ball before it went out of bounds. Last touch by Kent Kramer, obviously. And then official ran on it. One of the coaches ran on the field. They got a 15-yard penalty, and the Gophers hung on to the ball in the closing minute and 45 seconds of this hectic football game. So the Gophers have won it 14-13. They've recaptured Floyd of Rosedale, and the Hawkeyes continue to find it difficult to win here at Minnesota. Jack, I'm sure you've got a few comments to make here before our network stations leave us.
Well, Frank, as you say, this is Iowa has not won in Memorial Stadium since 1958. This is the 38th win in this series for Minnesota. Iowa has won 19 games over the years. Minnesota has now scored a total of 1,365 points in the series. Iowa has scored 623 points. It was a thrilling football game. It was a game between a couple of boys who are outstanding passers. And when Forrest Evershevsky said between halves on these stations that he thought that the Snook and Noonan combination was the best passing combination in collegiate football, who are we to argue? Although the bomb this afternoon and the thrilling play of the day was a pass by Snook thrown to Craig Norris for the 87-yard touchdown and put the Hawks back in contention for the victory, but not being content to settle for a tie, as you heard, Jerry Burns, the Iowa coach, decided to go for all or nothing. He went for the whole hog, and he lost the hog, Floyd of Rosedale, to the University of Minnesota Gritters, who on this afternoon were not to be denied. And I think it was one of the real bright spots of the ball game to me, Frank, was the running of Farthing today. He was a very powerful runner. He was a determined runner. And after last week's rather mediocre showing, it's obvious that Mr. Farthing had been instructed in the art of playing football today. He was obviously a man of great determination, and this second effort was so vital to the Gophers' success on a number of occasions this afternoon.
Fine, Jack. Thank you very much. We hope you folks around our network of stations in our great state of Minnesota enjoyed our broadcast today. We'll be back with most of you again next Saturday, we hope, when the Gophers close out their home season playing the Purdue Boilermakers in what, again, could be another lively football game. You could just not hardly describe this football game this afternoon, and it was played under perfect football conditions.